This is Refuge of Mount Olives, theological thought and theory. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge of Mount Olives conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Saturday's episode of Theological Thought and Theory. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. A true blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge of Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. It has been such a while. Since we have been together for TNT. And what I can say is that it is the highest privilege to be back. Thank you to the Refuge of Mount Olive Leadership Board and Committee for allowing me to structure the appropriate curriculum in order for us to advance ourselves in theological study. When we baptize ourselves in the world of theology, it is a very complex and spirit-led experience. You can read a verse 20 times and get 70 interpretations out of reading it just 20 times. And I want us to first understand that your presiding officer, Drenande Summons, is ordained to interpret theology. But be that as it may, I am not a practiced theologian yet. And I believe there must be a line in the sand out of respect for those who minister, represent, teach, and preach the gospel, and for individuals who study. And analyze scripture. In, I'd just like to say, in the par excellence of a student. And of course, those are the words that come to mind. Some may have more befitting, but as for me, it's important for us to again draw that line before doing or saying anything else as we are in 2024. It took some time for us to lay out the foundation, and I am still carefully laying it out as I continue to labor alongside and with the people of God and for the people of Romo and for the sake of humanity. I believe that the ministry of Refuge in Mount Olive is to serve all humanity, not just Christian-based believers, not just Christianic communities or platforms, but Refuge in Mount Olive is not necessarily under the umbrella just of religion. And it's important for us as an organization to understand the principles of Refuge in Mount Olive as we grow. And I believe this orientation of theological thought and theory for 2024 is necessary and important. Because we must understand when we speak, when you hear the Be Encouraged episodes, when you listen to the TNT experiences, the Power Hours, the Fireside Chats, it's just not designated to the believer. And I want us to understand that. It's not designated to the person who knows the Lord and the pardon of their sins. And if you don't know, if you aren't aware, I was raised almost under the church. I was raised in a solid church background. But what differentiates my faith and my understanding of inclusivity in faith is that my grandmother was my first pastor. And it's even more trailblazing because she was a pastor in Columbia, South Carolina. This was, again, during a time where this was not okay. This was not accepted. And for me being brought up in a ministry wherefore it was woman-led, I, again, found it completely weird that there were some faiths and some beliefs that didn't allow women preachers. I heard such profound women preachers my entire life that you couldn't sit there and tell me that women didn't have equivalent, if not more, anointing than male counterparts. But with that being said, I understood that it was important to become completely mindful of all that I have and all that I have to gain by learning the authenticity in faith. There are some things today that you've been called to. And authentically, you're going to have to take that step. And there's going to be a sea of people telling you, you should not do that. You cannot do that. You cannot go in the name of the Lord in that authenticity. I could imagine the amount of people who in their right were holy, who in their right were gifted people, but they told my grandmother that she was incapable of serving God in a form of leadership. I know that this was not an easy role to pastor and to lead. In an arena, in an area where people are telling you that you are unworthy. For many, many, many moons, I was convinced that I was not called to represent salvation and to preach and teach because I am same gender loving. And I want that to sit in. Because I am same gender loving, I was convinced that I was not able to teach or to preach the word of God or to represent it. But then I had a meeting with my grandmother one night and articulated these true feelings. And what took place was deliverance. Was for me to understand that I was called to live in a greater life and a greater power than I could ever imagine. And it's not that these things limit me, but they are for me. And I look forward to seeing the sea of individuals, the congregants of Romo one day, the members, the leaders, who will not look like ordinary leaders, who will not act like ordinary leaders, but who will love and who will defend and honor communities that are needed. People of Romo, it's time to rise. And during this experience of theological thought and theory, every Saturday, we will go into the unprecedented word of the Lord and seek interpretation and enlightenment for this day and age. It is time for us to be blessed. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.